Now on to our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill in the blank questions as he or she can. Each correct answer now worth 2 points. Bill, can you give us the scores?
Tom and Helen each have 2. PJ has 3.
Oh my goodness, PJ, you're doing well. So we have flipped a coin. Tom has elected to go first. Here we go. The clock will start when I begin. Your first question, fill in the blank. On Wednesday, both George W. Bush and his father announced they would not endorse blank.
Donald Trump.
Right. This week, a federal judge said that Hillary Clinton might have to give a deposition about using a private blank while Secretary of State.
Email server.
Right. On Tuesday, the governor of Georgia vetoed a law that would allow blanks on college campuses.
Guns.
Right. After taking part in the two-day sick out that closed almost every school in the city, teachers in blank returned to work on Wednesday.
Detroit.
Right. This week, a high school French teacher in Houston is being criticized because he can't blank.
Speak French.
Right. President Obama closed his final blank speech by saying, Obama out, and dropping his mic.
Oh, the correspondence dinner.
Right. White House correspondence dinner. This week, the musical Hamilton broke yet another record when it was nominated for 16 blanks.
Tonys.
Yes. After months of debate, construction crews in Belgium finally began building the city's first ever pipeline to transport blank.
Beer.
Yes, of course.
All right, Tom.
Wow. Good.
It was going to be that or French fries, and French fries don't go down pipelines. The Halle of Mann Brewery is running their beer pipeline underneath the streets of Bruges from its brewery to its bottling plant. They say it will make transport more efficient. It will also vastly increase the amount of construction workers accidentally hitting the pipe with jackhammers.
There's going to be a lot of drunk rats down there.
Yeah. I've discovered the best sewer in the world. Yeah. Bill, how did Tom do in our quiz?
Hard to believe, but Tom got 8 right. 16 more points.
Ooh, thank you.
Total of 18 in the lead.
Yeah,
hard to catch.
Wow. Right. That was very good, Tom.
Why is that so hard to believe, Bill?
No one does it. You are the king.
There we go.
No one does it.
All right, Helen, you're up next. Fill in the blank. On Tuesday, blank was named the winner of Indiana's Democratic primary.
Bernie Sanders.
Yes. This week, President Obama visited Michigan and drank blank's tap water to show that it's safe.
Flint.
Right. This week, the U.S. government said it would start regulating blanks the same way it regulates tobacco.
Vape?
Yeah, e-cigarettes. Yeah. This week, experts at the National Earthquake Conference said that Southern blank should start preparing for a high-magnitude quake.
California.
Yes. This week, a man in Ohio was arrested on drug charges after he blanked.
Smoked weed?
No, after he asked a cop to help him find the bag of weed he had lost in his yard. A new study released Monday showed that blank was the third leading cause of death in America.
Oh, medical mistakes.
Right. On Thursday, Walmart announced it would be bringing back blank to all of their stores.
The greeters?
Yes, very good. Ohio police attempting to search a drug dealer's phone for evidence were stymied when blank.
They found nude photos only?
No, they. When people kept texting the phone asking for drugs. So officers arrested this suspected drug dealer, and he was caught on video selling what proved to be methamphetamine. It was hard to prove their case, though. They were trying to search his phone, and they kept getting interrupted by messages like, I need that same thing again. And, hello, drug dealer. I would like to purchase some drugs, please. Officers ended up telling anyone interested in picking up drugs from the drug dealer that he would meet them at the police station. Bill, how did Helen do in our quiz?
Helen did great. 6 right, 12 more points, 14. She still trails Tom with the lead.
Oh,
right.
Tom.
But PJ had a little bit of a head start, so how many does he need to win?
He needs 8 to win.
All right, you got to be perfect here,
no,
PJ.
No, it's not really just not going to happen. You know,
it's that competitive spirit that's gotten you to the top of your field.
If I can vote for Hillary, I can endure defeat.
All right. Here we go, PJ. This is for the game. All on right. Wednesday, the Justice Department ruled that North Carolina's blank law violated the Civil Rights Act.
Bathroom law.
On Monday, Treasury Secretary Jack Lew said serious action needed to be taken after blank defaulted on $367 million in
Puerto
debt
Rico.
Payments.
Puerto Rico.
Yes, on Tuesday, the entire city of Fort McMurray was evacuated as a blank continued to
fire.
Blaze through Alberta. Wildfire, yes. This week, California raised the legal age to buy tobacco from 18 to blank.
21.
Yes, a motorcyclist in Thailand is recovering well after an improperly secured mattress fell off a truck, knocked him off his bike, and then blanked.
I don't know, crawled across the street, got in that driverless car.
No. It broke his fall. He was hit by the mattress, flew up in the air, landed on the mattress. He's fine. On Monday, it was announced that Malia Obama would be attending blank after taking a gap year.
Harvard.
Yes, after a chef in Italy prepared a vegan meal for a homeless shelter in Bologna, the diners responded by blanking.
Throwing it at him.
I'm going to give it to you. They told him they'd rather go hungry than eat vegan food.
Yeah.
Chef Simone Salvini, who's renowned for his plant-based cuisine, decided to make a healthy vegan version of one of Bologna's most famous dishes, tagliatelle with meat sauce. Sauce bolognese. Unfortunately for the chef, the patrons of the shelter said they'd rather return to the streets than eat anything vegan. Bill, did PJ do well enough to win?
He got 6 right for 12 more points. He has a total of 15, but he could not catch the flash from the Northeast.
Oh, now you're compensating.
Tom, yes.
Thank you.